I mean, the home run obviously was the clincher, but you, overall, what a great day offensively.
Yeah, you know, felt good. You know, guys ahead of me did a good job of getting on and, you know, giving me those scoring opportunities. So, you know, just was able to get good pitches to hit and you know, come through.
Eric said the ball you hit in the sixth for the single that drove in the run. He was most impressed with that at bat, hitting the ball the other way.
You know, yeah, it was just, you know, it was an off-speed pitch that was, you know, in the outer part of the plate, and you know, I was able to stay on it and go the other way. You know, I had a feeling he might try to do that, so I was looking out there and you know, went from there.
7 out of 10 here at home. That was a nice home stand.
Yeah, you know, I think we've been playing well. You know, guys are really starting to swing the bat well and getting big runs, and the pitching's been there, and, you know, it was a good home stand.
Talk about the pitching a little bit with Cliff. How's he able to be playing behind a guy like him right now?
You know, he's been on a roll all year. It's exciting. You know, he goes out there, attacks hitters, and, you know, throws strikes. And you know what you're going to get when he's on the mound.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. You, or did you feel particularly locked in today?
Or that goes felt good. Saw the ball well.
You kind of, you're in a little bit of a funk there coming out of the break, and or I guess the last couple of weeks, but has that turned around for you, feel like, the last few games?
You know, every day is different, obviously. You know, when you're struggling, it's you know, it's tough. Each day's kind of a grind. You know, obviously today I felt good. I feel like I've been seeing the ball well lately. You know, sometimes things don't go your way, but you know, I feel strong up there and feel good, so I'm just going to keep at it.
Looking at Cliff, what are guys in here saying about him? 18, I think he's the first guy in club history to go start out 18-2 like this.
He's had a great year. He's throwing the ball well. You know, he's commanding all of his pitches, and you know, he's not walking guys. He's attacking hitters. So you know, it's not a shock. It's not a surprise anymore when he goes out there and does what he does. I think you know, we kind of expect it, and he's just he's had that kind of year where he's just been pitching well and you know, getting wins. So.
That's, I mean, it's a luxury. You guys had that last year with CC and Carmona. I mean, it's the same kind of feel, and how much of a luxury is that going into a game when you know your starting pitcher's going to give you that kind of effort?
I mean, what's your question? What kind of luxury is it?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, obviously.
Does it feel like a different day, I guess?
I mean, I think every player's going to attack, you know, each day the same way. You know, you're not going to think, take it for granted just because he's on the mound. Obviously, you know, you still got to go out there and prepare and play the game. But, you know, like I said, he's been on a roll lately. He's pitching well. And, you know, it's exciting to play behind a guy when he's throwing well like he is, you know, this late in the year.
Have you ever had a 7 RBI game, minors or anywhere?
I don't think so, no. T-ball.